Tell me why. It's time for the Dane By Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in everybody to another Saturday edition of the Dane By Local radio show. Let's get local. Really excited today to talk to you more about local businesses, happenings, events, some upcoming things, kind of a whole slate with Dane By Local and Colin, as we'll talk later in the hour. We have new guests on. We start off the day with, I'm really excited about the lineup today, always every week, but lots of fun to talk with Brewer of the Roman Candle here later. Also Jules of Bedazzled by Jules. And we'll start our program today bringing in Kaz from Rosie's Coffee Bar and Bakery, one of my absolute favorites in the area. Kaz, good morning to you, and thanks for making time for us today here on Let's Get Local.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, you and I talked a bit yesterday, which was fun, we went a lot of different areas, and we'll talk about some of those things, but you brought up some really interesting things about, you know, Rosie's and how it's kind of transformed and where the business is heading. But right now, just give our listeners here the idea, if they're not familiar with Rosie's Coffee Bar and Bakery, what is it and what is it all about?
We're an all-scratch baby, which means we don't have cake mixes here. Pre-made frostings are filling, come out of buckets. You'd be surprised how many bakeries do not bake scratch. So I always say, ask the bakery if they're actually making it from scratch. When it's not scratch bakery, it's kind of ingredients that you shouldn't, that is in your baked goods. So we're doing from scratch. That means we can custom design flavors, designs. We've been open for a little over 7 years. We're still here through COVID. We have a mission meant to leave the world a little sweeter than found it. I named Rosie's after my mom, and she's since passed away, but she left me money, and that's what I used for. Before COVID, we did have three special needs employees here right now. They're not here, but I have a special needs brother, and it's a pay it forward thing. We create a positive work environment so that When the employees are happy here, they're nice to the customer. And we have great customers here. And we're known for our cinnamon rolls and how they're as big as your head, a different flavor every week. This flavor is a brandy old fashioned, so you still have time to order one for tomorrow. And you can pre-order on our new website, which was one of the pivots that we did with COVID, is a brand new website. You can do online ordering, and we're starting to ship products around the country off the website.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. But I did, you kind of got in there before I was going to talk about it, which was the cinnamon rolls, the size of your head. What inspired that? Was that you, somebody else? Did a customer ask for it? How did that come about? Because I've never seen a cinnamon roll that big, but it's fantastic that you make them.
I seem to have a problem with everything big when I'm working here. And we've been making cinnamon rolls since day one open. And they weren't as big as they were. But sometimes they got away from me. They got big. And people just started to really want the big ones. I think the big pivot where the whole cinnamon roll phenomena came is as COVID hit, I signed up for a class with Amber Skinner, who is Soul Seed, and it was formerly Strategic Partnership Marketing. And it's a gamble because you have to pay for class, but I had read an article called Pivot or You Perish. And I thought, well, I can't do business how we've been doing business, it's not working anymore. And it was kind of was like the perfect storm of goodness all coming together at the same time that really launched the idea. And so I have to give credit for a marketing team that helped me develop a plan to keep going.
I do. I know a lot of places obviously have adjusted and kind of morphed and changed and figured out how to make themselves still relevant and find new paths for revenue. And you've done a great job of that, collaborating with other people too, which is fantastic. The one thing though is it all starts with you, the product and the food, and you know, I just every time I bring someone to Rosie's or get something from Rosie's and share it with someone new, they always rave about it. So I think you have the product right there, which is again the core of everything, and launching off of that, getting out to more people just makes a lot of sense.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you real quick about you know, okay, so we're talking with Kaz over at Rosie's. I'm going to plug the website. It's Rosie's Coffee Bar and Bakery, all typed out, .com. Rosie's Coffee Bar and Bakery.com. They're over on Monona Drive. Rosie's are right now, what is Rosie's doing in terms of offering food to people? People can come in and dine during certain hours, right? And then you still, of course, like you said, you're getting products out. People can order online. Give people all the ways they can get your products.
Last question.
Oh no, you're freezing up. The Zoom is not happy with us at the moment.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last question.
Oh, okay. Kaz, hey, sometimes with our connections, if you can turn your video off, it might help the connection here, and then you'll probably be able to hear me. We just won't be able to see you. So if you want to go ahead and flip your video off, we probably still stay connected here. I just wanted you to tell people more about all the different ways they can get your incredible products. Okay.
Thing we do, go to the fulfillment center for 1-800-FLOWERS, Amazon, and Sherry's Berries for all the fruit bouquets and all the chocolate strawberries that are in the Madison area. We've been fulfilling that. That was okay to do. We've been doing it for about 6 years, but when COVID hit, that exploded. And thank you everyone in Madison who was ordering at the website 1-800-FLOWERS.com. and Amazon and Sherry's Berries, because that saved us. It was something without delivering these things, and there's no one on the roads. It was just made delivering easy, and everyone always home. So that's been a really part of what we did during COVID to stay alive, and it's still going strong.
What about cakes? I know you make a lot of specialty cakes too. So tell people a bit about what type of cakes you make, what goes into that process, and what you make cakes for, because there's all kinds of events, right, to make cakes for.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was really funny is that when COVID hit, like zero cakes, all the wedding cakes canceled. You couldn't have gatherings, have birthdays. There was no cakes to be ordered, but it's coming back, and it's coming back because we have people coming in, meeting with us and the weddings in like 3 weeks, we can pull it off. We love doing wedding cakes. It's very special because we like to plan the flavor. Like I had a bride and groom that just came today, and we're going to have a pumpkin cake with a cream, with like a cheesecake in the middle. And that's a unique flavor. And so that we'd have a theme going to it, planning that part of the cake, because we would do all the recipes from scratch. And most of the recipes that we use, written the recipes. So they're very unique, and I'm very proud of them, and I'm proud of the staff that we have here that does such great execution and adds even more to what we do. Then we have great cake decorators here, do beautiful work on the outside, and just beautiful tall birthday cakes, wedding cakes, quinceañeras. We did some of those. We did a lot of quinceañeras a few weeks. And if you go on our Facebook page and you just photos, you can just scroll down and look at 7 years worth of pictures of everything we've done.
That's fantastic. I love the individualizing, all the care that goes into it, and your work with your customers to get the perfect cake. I think that's incredible for them, especially for those, you know, special occasions like weddings, like celebrations that people want to remember forever. I know for me, I mean, I don't know if everybody approaches it this way, but for me, I always remember the cake and the food. Is one of my big highlights. So thanks for helping people with that too. Another big thing that you do, and I know we're not quite there yet, but we're getting there, is holiday cookies. So tell people about your cookie operations for the holidays, because it's crazy how many cookies you put out.
Oh my gosh. So we will do like over 10,000 cookies for the holidays. And the last year, because it was a bit, we were shipping the cookies. The website had just gone live. I think it was like December 14th. The next thing you know, I have 60 packages I'm shipping, plus everything else that we were doing. I had to turn the website off. I was so overwhelmed. But this year, we are ready for it. We already have cook orders coming in. We're staffed and ready. The high school that we've hired here, I had one. This was the cutest thing. I said, okay, when school starts, after school, you'll come in and you'll frost cookies. And she said to me, was that volunteer? Because that's too much fun. And I know you actually will get paid to frost cookies, but maybe you might not like it by the time you frost it 10,000 or so cookies. So we are ready to even do more cookies. People love our cookies. They make great corporate gifts, great holiday gifts, and we'll be shipping them all over the place. So that'll be right on the website. We can put the address in and just get them all shipped. That should be up and running very shortly. You can have cookies, you know, picked up or delivered around the Madison area. So we're excited about that. I think I have some good recipes.
Get your cookie orders in early at Rosie's Bakery or Coffee Bar and Bakery, rosiescoffeebarandbakery.com. rosiescoffeebarandbakery.com is where you can find it. Right on Monona Drive, or pop in and talk to Kaz. I mean, it's just an incredible place and amazing food, great story. And Kaz, I know you're very passionate about what you do and you put that care into it, and it shows through in the product and also the customer service you have there. So bravo to you and the team. Thanks for taking time for us this morning. I know you got to get back to work. I'll let you go for now. But again, thanks for your time and thanks for being an awesome local business here in Madison.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Kaz over at Rosie's Coffee Bar and Bakery. Again, over on Monona Drive, incredible local business, great story. If you want cookies too, holiday cookies, get those orders in now. Just head to the website and you can place your order. Incredible stuff. I do want to touch base here real quick before we head to break about Dane by Local. And we were going to touch on this with Colin in the next segment. But we have a really fun show coming up next week that I wanted to preview. And it is going to be with Derek Peebles, the executive director of Amoeba, which is a national organization that helps support buy local groups and local businesses all around the country. We're going to do a whole hour with Derek next week, and that is going to be great. Also, Colin will be on with us for that hour to bring the local perspective, and I'll kind of guide the ship. But it's going to be a lot of fun talking with those gentlemen, learning more about what's happening around the country to support local businesses and all the efforts that are taking place. We'll get into that next week. We do also have to thank our sponsor, Evolution Financial, for this program, Sue Peck and Evolution Financial. You can find out more about her and her services at evolutionfinplan.com. We'll be back in just a minute here on Let's Get Local. We'll talk with Colin Murray next.